Well, good morning. It is August 6, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to pick up in Judges chapter 20, Acts 24, Jeremiah 34, and then Psalms 5 and 6. So let's get in the Word. Judges chapter 20 today. Then all the children went out, and the congregation gathered together as one man from Dan even to Beersheba, with the land of Gilead unto the Lord in Mizpah. And the chief of all the people, even of all the tribes of Israel, presented themselves in the assembly of the people of God, 400,000 footmen that drew sword. Now the children of Benjamin heard that the children of Israel were gone up to Mizpah. And then said the children of Israel, "Tell us, how was this wickedness?" And the Levite, the husband of the woman that was slain, answered and said, "I am come into Gibeah that belongeth to Benjamin, I and my concubine to lodge. And the men of Gibeah rose against me and beset this house round about upon me by night, and thought to have slain me, and my concubine have they forced that she is dead. And I took my concubine and cut her in pieces and sent her throughout all the country of the inheritance of Israel, for they have committed lewdness and folly in Israel. Behold, ye are all children of Israel. Give here your advice and counsel." And all the people arose as one man, saying, "We will not, any of us, go to this tent, neither will we, any of us, turn into his house. But now this shall be the thing which we will do to Gibeah. We will go up by lot against it, and we will take 10 men of 100 throughout all the tribes of Israel, and 100 of 1,000, and 1,000 out of 10,000 to fetch victual for the people, that they may do when they come to Gibeah of Benjamin, according to all the folly that they have wrought in Israel." And so all the men of Israel were gathered against the city, knit together as one man. And the tribes of Israel sent men through all the tribe of Benjamin, saying, "What wickedness is this that is done among you? Now, therefore, deliver us, the men, the children of Belial, which are in Gibeah, that we may put them to death and put away evil from Israel." But the children of Benjamin would not hearken to the voice of their brethren, the children of Israel. But the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together out of the cities unto Gibeah to go out to battle against the children of Israel. And the children of Benjamin were numbered at that time out of the city 26,000 men that drew sword, beside the inhabitants of Gibeah, which were numbered 700 chosen men. Among all this people there were 700 chosen men left-handed. Everyone could sling stones at a hair breadth and not miss. And the men of Israel beside Benjamin were numbered 400,000 men that drew sword. All these were men of war. And the children of Israel arose and went up to the house of God and asked counsel of God and said, "Which of us shall go up first to the battle against the children of Benjamin?" And the Lord said, "Judah shall go up first." And the children of Israel rose up in the morning and encamped against Gibeah. And the men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin. And the men of Israel put themselves in array to fight against them at Gibeah. And the children of Benjamin came forth out of Gibeah and destroyed down to the ground the Israelites that day, 22,000 men. The people, the men of Israel encouraged themselves and set their battle again in array in the place where they put themselves in an array the first day. And the children of Israel went up and wept before the Lord, and even until even, and asked counsel of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up again to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother?" And the Lord said, "Go up against him." And the children of Israel came near against the children of Benjamin the second day. And Benjamin went forth against them out of Gibeah the second day and destroyed down to the ground of the children of Israel again 18,000 men. All these drew the sword. And then all the children of Israel and all the people went up and came into the house of God and wept and sat there before the Lord and fasted that day until even and offered burnt offerings and sacrifices and peace offerings before the Lord. The children of Israel inquired of the Lord, for the ark of the covenant of God was there in those days. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, stood before it in those days, saying, "Shall I yet again go out to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother, or shall I cease?" And the Lord said, "Go up, for tomorrow I would deliver them into thine hand." And Israel set lairs in wait round about Gibeah, and the children of Israel went up against the children of Benjamin on the third day and put themselves in array against Gibeah as at other times. And the children of Benjamin went out against the people and were drawn away from the city. And they began to smite of the people and kill as at other times in the highways, of which one goeth up to the house of God and the other to Gibeah in the field, about 30 men of Israel. And the children of Benjamin said, "They are smitten down before us as at the first." But the children of Israel said, "Let us flee and draw them from the city unto the highways." And all the men of Israel rose up out of their place and put themselves in array at Baal Tamir. And the liers in wait of Israel came forth of the places, even out in the meadows of Gibeah. And there came against Gibeah 10,000 chosen men of Israel, and the battle was sore. But they knew not that evil was near them. And the Lord smote Benjamin before Israel, And the children of Israel destroyed of the Benjamins that day, of the Benjamites that day, 25,000 and 100 men. All these drew the sword. So the children of Benjamin saw that they were smitten, for the men of Israel gave place to the Benjamites because they trusted unto the liers in wait, which they set beside Gibeah. And the liers in wait hasted and rushed upon Gibeah, and the liers in wait drew themselves along and smote all the city with the edge of the sword. And there was an appointed sign between the men of Israel and the liers in wait, and they that they should make a great flame with the smoke rise out of the city. And when the men of the Israel retired of battle, Benjamin began to smite and to kill of the men of the Israel about 30 persons. For they said, surely they are smitten down before us as in the first battle. But the flame began to arise out of the city, and the pillar of smoke. The Benjamites looked behind them, and behold, the flame of the city ascended up to heaven. And when the men of Israel turned again, the men of Benjamin were amazed, for they saw that evil was come upon them. And therefore they turned their backs before the men of Israel unto the way of wickedness. But the battle overtook them, and them which came out to the cities they destroyed in the midst of them. And thus they enclosed the Benjamites round about, and chased them, and trode them down with ease over against Gibeah, towards the sun rising, and there fell off Benjamin 18,000 men. All these were men of valor, and they turned and fled towards the wilderness unto the rock of Rimmon, and they gleaned of them in the highways 5,000 men, and pursued hard after them into Gibbon, and slew 2,000 men of them, so that all which fell that day of Benjamin were 25,000 men that drew the sword. All these were men of valor. But 600 men turned and fled to the wilderness unto the rock of Rimmon, and abode in the rock of Rimmon 4 months. And the men of Israel turned again, and the children of Benjamin, and smote them with the edge of the sword, as well as the men of every city, as the beast, and all that came to hand. Also, they set to fire all the cities that they came to. That was Judges chapter 20. One more chapter of that. So we'll do that tomorrow on the Lord's Day. Acts 24 for our next reading. Acts 24. Acts 24, and after 5 days, Ananias the high priest descended with the elders and with a certain orator named Tertullius, who informed the governor against Paul. And when he was called forth, Tertullius began to accuse him, saying, seeing that by thee we enjoy great quietness, and that very worthy deeds are done unto the nation of thy providence, we accept it always and in all places, most notable Felix, with all thankfulness. Notwithstanding that I be not further tedious unto thee, I pray thee that thou wouldest hear us of thy clemency a few words. For we have found this man a pestilent fellow, and a mover of sedition among the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes, who also hath gone round about to profane the temple, whom we took and would have judged according to our laws. But the chief captain Lysias came upon us, and with great violence took him away out of our hand, commanding his accusers to come unto thee, by examining of whom thyself mayest take knowledge of all these things whereof we accuse him. And the Jews also assented, saying that these things were so. And then Paul, after that governor had beckoned unto him to speak, answered, for as much as I know that thou hast been of many years a judge unto this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself, because that thou mayest understand that there are yet but 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem for to worship. And they neither found me in the temple disputing with any man, neither raising up the people, neither in the synagogues nor in the city, neither can they prove the things whereof they now accuse me. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope towards God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. And I herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense towards God and towards men. Now, after many years, I came to bring alms to my nation and offerings, whereupon certain Jews from Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with multitude nor with tumult, who ought to have been here before thee and object if they have aught against me. Or else let these same here say if they have found any evil doing in me while I stood before the council, except it be for this one voice that I cry standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called and questioned by you this day. And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, when Lysias, the chief captain, shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter. And he commanded a centurion to keep Paul and to let him have liberty, and that he should forbid none of his acquaintances to minister or to come unto him. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might lose him, and whereof he sent for him the oftener and commune with him. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jew a pleasure, left Paul bound. That was Acts 24, getting towards the end of that book, too. Let's move on over to Jeremiah chapter 34. Jeremiah chapter 34 today. Jeremiah 34, the word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army, and all the kingdoms of the earth of his dominion, and all the people fought against Jerusalem and against all the cities thereof, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, go and speak to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and tell him, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. And thou shalt not escape out of his hand, but shall surely be taken and deliver into his hand. And thine eyes shall behold the eyes of the king of Babylon, and he shall speak with thee mouth to mouth, and thou shalt go to Babylon. Ye hear the word of the Lord, O Zedekiah, king of Judah. Thus saith the Lord of thee, Thou shalt not die by the sword, but thou shalt die in peace, and with the burnings of thy fathers and former kings which were before thee. So shall they burn odors for thee, and they will lament thee, saying, Ah, Lord, for I pronounce the word, saith the Lord. Then Jeremiah the prophet spake all these words unto Zedekiah, king of Judah in Jerusalem. And when the king of Babylon's army fought against Jerusalem and against the city of Judah that were left, against Lachish and against Azekah, for these defense cities remained of the cities of Judah. This is the word that came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, after that King Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people which were at Jerusalem to proclaim liberty unto them, that every man should let his manservant and every man his maidservant, being a Hebrew or an Hebrewess, go free, that none should serve himself or them, to wit, of a Jew, his brother. Now, when all the princes and all the people which had entered into the covenant heard that every one should let his manservant and every one of his maidservants go free, that none should serve themselves of them any more, then they obeyed and let them go, that afterwards they turned and caused the servant and the handmaiden whom they had let to go free to return, and brought them into subjection for servants and for handmaids. And therefore the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, I made a covenant with your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondmen, saying, At the end of 7 years let ye go, every man his brother, a Hebrew, which hath been sold unto thee. And when he hath served thee 6 years, thou shalt let him go free from thee. But your fathers hearkened not unto me, neither inclined their ear. And ye were now turned, and had done right in my sight, in proclaiming liberty, every man to his neighbor. And ye had made covenant before me in the house which is called by my name. But ye turned and polluted my name, and caused every man his servant, and every man his handmaid, whom ye had set at liberty at their pleasure, to return, and brought them into the subjection, to be unto you for servants and for their handmaids. And therefore, thus saith the Lord, ye have not hearkened unto me in the proclaiming liberty, every one to his brother, and every man to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim a liberty for you, saith the Lord, to the sword, to the pestilence, and to the famine. And I will make you to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And I will give the men that have transgressed my covenant, which have not performed the words of the covenant which they had made before me, when they cut the calf in twain and passed between the parts thereof, princes of Judah and the princes of Jerusalem, the eunuchs and the priests and all the people of the land which pass between the parts of the calf, I will even give them into the hand of the enemy, and into the hand of them that seek their life, and their dead bodies shall be meat for the fowls of the heavens and to the beasts of the earth. And Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his princes will I give into the hand of the enemy, and into the hand of them that seek their life, and into the hand of the king of Babylon's army which are gone up from you. Behold, I will command, saith the Lord, and cause them to return to this city, and they shall fight against it, and take it, and burn it with fire. And I will make the cities of Judah a desolation without an inhabitant. That was Jeremiah 34. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Psalms 5 and 6. Psalms 5 and 6. Psalm 5, to the chief musician upon Nehaloth, a psalm of David. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditations. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, and in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into the house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship towards thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness, because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face, And there is no faithfulness in their mouth, and there is, and their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre, and they flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of the transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou hast offended them, for thou hast defended them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee, for thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Psalm 6, to the chief musician of Neginoth upon Sheminith, a psalm of David. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groanings all the night. Make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. Amen. That was our reading for August 6, 2022. I want to say we had a great VBS, and I want to thank every single person who made it so special. Thank you all so much for praying with me each and every day, joining me in the morning. I know that you take the time to do that. We don't just read the word, but we also pray. And I just want to thank you guys for praying for that. And just keep praying for those souls of those kids, that the Lord would take those seeds that were planted and just give the growth. Same thing with the parents, and that the Lord would bless our church as a result. But thank you all so much for joining me. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark it down. Let's close with a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for another day that you've given to us. Thank you so much for VBS this past week. Thank you so much for all that you've done. And Lord, I pray, God, that you continue to do the work, God, by your Spirit's power, for your own glory's sake, Lord, I pray. And so, Lord, give us a good day today. Help us to use it for your glory's sake. May we invite somebody to church tomorrow. And Lord, may we see more and more people come to faith in Jesus Christ. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.